Happening. Again. Over. Okay, you'll see. Today, a little bit we should practice with no effort, effortless. It's working or not much? Hello, 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 hello. No, still not. Bad enough. Gum anglit, the gum ein microphone. Schneem you temidai. Meanwhile, in the name of effortlessness, anyone who feels their body is under stress, you're welcome to lie down right now. Anyone that feels pain in the body for this session, just any way like, welcome. Okay? So I'm going to just offer some reminders, and wonderful, Baruch, you show us the way. You see, Baruch, because you are lying down, then others can join. Anyone else wants to lie, it's really fine. So that, in this session, I'm just going to offer a few reminders. Whatever talks to you, whatever touches, whatever works for you is fine. You don't have to practice everything. It's more of a kind of reminder of some of the many, many directions, maybe too many, that have been offered in terms of practice. So I just want to, it'll be kind of a guided meditation, and we just flow with it, and whatever talks to us and touches us, that's fine. And the rest, like thoughts, gone with the wind. So we'll start with refuge. And it's good to get in the habit of our practice wherever we are, to drop into refuge. I'm talking as loud as I can. You still don't hear? Still not hearing? We need Segev. Hello, hello, hello. Hello? Yoter tov? Lo? Ken, lo? Hello? Hello? Akshav, Akshav. Maybe a bit less echo, a bit less... What did the Buddha say about the middle way? Yeah, Akshav, Tetov, good. Yofi. So, just a small reminder again. Wherever we are, right now we're in the best conditions. But there's no reason not to meditate, to practice, to be aware and awake and at home in any conditions. So we get used to starting our practice with a movement called arriving home. Refuge in the middle of whatever conditions exist at the time, noise or peace, people or alone. Arriving home is dropping into a place that we can feel is a ground for us, is a place we can rely on, we can trust. Eshar lismoch. And that's a place of awareness, presence, Nochachut. Availability, liot, because there's minut to be available. The truth of this moment is our home. Whether pleasant or unpleasant. And from there, in a very natural way, we allow our kind attention to explore and to open to the truth of this moment. Our attention begins to move through, especially right now, the beginning of practice. Practice can be 10 minutes, practice can be one day. The life of the body. be very aware that our attention is spreading out from its usual tracks. The usual territory of our attention is the me. What I need, where I have to go. So let's expand the reach. The attention reaches out or in. Right now we can feel it spreading through the body, knowing all the parts of the body as if we're touching every part, and every part of the body is awakened. Is loved. Is listened to. Our attention is not technical or neutral. It has care. It has intimacy. Just as when we use our attention in order to survive in the world, we are caring for our life when we use our attention to cross the road. Attention is caring. Listening is caring. So we can actually feel that and if we use this caring attention, and it grows and grows through our days and our weeks and our years, there we'll find ourselves steady in the middle of changing life. It's the caring attention that is like a spine, a mudra. Wherever we are, wherever we go. Pali word apamada. It's mindfulness with care. as we do this, we can really feel how we are healing the gap. We are reconnecting ourselves right now to the body. But with whatever object of attention. We're rejoining, we're healing the gap between subject and object. And as the Krishnamurti once said, the entire tragedy of human existence lies between the subject and the object. Let's heal that gap. Let's reconnect. Get close. Get intimate. And what is there in that gap is awareness. It's awareness, attention. And pay attention to attention. A sense of knowing, filling ourselves with knowing from the head to the feet. And we can explore this knowing outside, not just in the body. Let's open the awareness to the world around, the space, the sound of the birds, the earth under our body. And it's less of two things, the subject and the object, me and the world. It's us in the world, together, connected. Thank you. Again, it's not an effort. It's a relaxation. We let go into the world. We let go of duality. Me here, an experience there. It's not really needed. It's just a habit that sits in the consciousness. We let it go. We just sense relaxed, open. Sense of being together with everything right now. And everyone. Paying attention to the mind, there may be thoughts that feel really dominant, like stories that take us away, and we feel, I'm not really practicing, concentrating, quietening down. That's another thought. But can we get a sense that it's awareness that's simply moving into form? This thought right now. Awareness is taking the shape of a memory, a picture, a story, a comment, a narrative. So instead of this being a problem, I'm thinking a lot, I'm not concentrating, I'm not quiet, turn it. It's awareness taking shape. Appreciate our awareness, our consciousness. Appreciate the sky. And the clouds. There's nothing wrong with the clouds. get a sense that our awareness, our kind awareness, and doesn't have limits or boundaries. And just like the quote that I read last night, let our meditation be like the earth, which is big and open and can accept everything. It can accept the sky, can accept the clouds. The awareness can accept thoughts and dreams and stories and patterns, narratives, tasritim. Which come and go like waves on the ocean. And the voice of equanimity in that. Kacha. That's it, the way it is right now. if we're having a difficult experience, can be on the level of the body, some stress or pain. Can be on the level of hindrances, restlessness, tiredness, resistance. Can be on the level of the heart. Feeling frustrations or heart going down in some way can be on the level of the self. Something's missing, something should be, something should be changed. I want it different. Doesn't matter where it is. Can our meditation be like the earth, that is big enough to allow unpleasant to pass through and be absorbed into the sea, into the earth, or like a wave on the ocean that arises and passes? It comes from space, it goes back to space. And we are staying in the space. Any sense that we can catch of this experience passing through rather than being something stuck. It passes through and it's gone. It can still be uncomfortable, not pleasant, but it doesn't deeply disturb us, and that is the equanimity. And we keep coming back to ground, to base, to open, steady awareness. With some relief and relaxation that this awareness, this home, is bigger than the experiences, pleasant or unpleasant, that arrive and pass. Whether we are sitting now in meditation, lying, walking, eating, working, talking. And so we'll take 15 minutes of quiet practice now.